Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, head of policy department of the Treasury, is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. And I've got the headlines here in front of me. It was 894 million euros yesterday, MSNBC reports. Now it's over a billion today. Greeks rush to the banks. Lines form at ATMs. Nearly 1 billion withdrawn in past week. It's even more than that now. That's all up at Infowars.com. The bank run in Greece will soon be followed by bank runs in other European nations. That came out yesterday, and now it's been confirmed. Italy's bank shaken as economic slump deepens. It's beginning there as well. Merkel and Hollande spell out Greek fear. The answer is just give more money to the bankers who created the derivatives and robbed everyone and shipped the jobs out of the country. Got to love how they paid billions of dollars to ship the Cadillac and Volt factories to China. Man, I tell you, we got some traitors running this country. Well, they're not traitors. They got investments with the Chi-Coms. Why not leave? Why not? I mean, the public will pay for it. I mean, there's nothing American people don't like. They are launching the drones everywhere. Judge Andrew Napolitano says first patriot to shoot down a government spy drone will be a hero. That's coming up. After Dr. Roberts leaves us in about 30 minutes. Here's another headline. Greece faces stark election choice, in or out of the euro. Our Bilderberg source. And yes, we were able to get the code name, the Palm Tree Conference. Nobody's ever done that, gotten the code name. Oh, yes, they're really freaked out. We've confirmed that they're worried about too fast of an implosion of the euro, that they wanted to implode it into a super European Union and claim that they were the saviors. But they're worried that too fast of an implosion, that the Greeks will exit, devalue, jump back on their feet, say no to the derivatives debt, call the bluff of the bankers like Iceland did, and have a rebound. And then they won't be able to implode country after country, pose as saviors, bring in fascism, corporate crony, monopoly men, garbage. Oh, yes, I just have one. I have two sources inside Bilderberg now. Boy, you better believe my phones are tapped. I'm told they are hopping mad. And, you know, we had that whistleblower on yesterday, the contractor, about how they're training the Merc groups by name, shifting from fighting Arabs to the American people. And they're really upset that we got the secret document about the re-education camps for the American people that the government, as the army admitted, is now real. Of course it was real. Where do you think we got the document from? The Easter Bunny? Just like people couldn't believe the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that we got, where they said veterans, gun owners, Ron Paul supporters, get us out of the UNers. Libertarians are the number one threat and terrorist. Remember, that was 4 years ago now, and people couldn't believe it. And now it's all over the news. They say the new threat is homegrown people. And in the training manuals, it's a guy with a beard and a John Deere hat, literally in the manuals that look like Hank Williams Jr. You're the enemy. You're the bad guys because you don't want to be run by Goldman Sachs. What's the Economist magazine brag about? They say the U.S. has been captured by Goldman Sachs. They say Europe's been captured. They say Goldman Sachs coup over Europe. Oh, aren't we lucky we've got technocrats who engineered all this, but they don't mention that. In charge. But most of the experts we talk to, and my own bearing on this, my own dead reckoning, guesstimation, and from reading what they're saying and what they're doing, is they've been so good at robbing and stealing and selling out and profiteering and scalping and gutting that they're not going to be able to control this. It is out of control. In fact, the leaks we get and what they publicly say at Davos is that they know it's out of control and they know they're going to get in trouble. That's why Goldman Sachs people are all getting bodyguards and arming themselves, Bloomberg reported. Well, no amount of mercenaries will keep you from being brought to justice. You're not going to win. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back on this live Wednesday edition, worldwide transmission. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in 30 minutes of the next hour, we're going to have Congressman Walter Jones, who's introduced the legislation to impeach Obama if he launches new wars. Without congressional approval, it's starting to get some co-sponsors like Ron Paul and others. We're going to get an update from him and more. Now we're joined for the next 30 minutes by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal, columnist for Business Week, Scripps Howard News Service, father of Reaganomics, head of policy under Ronald Reagan of the Department of Treasury, best-selling author listed as Who's Who in America. He joins us now. He's a top economist, and he has been breaking down here on the air the fact that this will only implode. The question is when. That we're deindustrialized. There can be no real recovery, and that Europe's melting down, the U.S. is melting down. Now, this has been done, and you can either say it's by design or not. The point is, the people running things are the ones that literally engineered it. I mean, the exact same crew going back to Clinton and others. And so now there's over a billion, as of today in the last week, lines, bank runs in Greece, spreading to Italy. I went over those headlines in the last segment. They're all up at InfoWars.com. I wanted to get Dr. Roberts on about this, but then in the second half of the interview, the police state. The re-education camp documents, the NDAA, just the insanity of what we're witnessing. What does the ruling class think they're going to do? I mean, totally wreck the country as if that's going to give them security? This is madness that's going on. Dr. Roberts joins us. We'll also give you his website, so get a pen and paper ready for that. Dr. Roberts, so what do you make of what's happening with the euro right now?
Well, I think what's happening in Greece is the population expects Greece to be kicked out of the EU or to pull out, one or the other. And when that happens, it means the Greek currency will be devalued. It'll come back into existence, but it'll be devalued. And so it means the euro value of the new currency will be a fraction of the value of the current euros that they hold. So they're trying to get those euros now so that they don't lose their money to devaluation. I think that's what that is about. I don't think they're afraid of bank failure or the bank closing the doors. They expect that if Greece exits the EU, then it has to exit the euro. And when it does that, the new Greek currency will not be worth, they won't get an exchange rate that reflects their value of their current holding. So they're trying to get the stronger money now while they can. I think that's what's going on there. I wouldn't expect that to spread to other countries unless they also fear being ejected from the EU and losing the euro as their domestic currency. That doesn't mean there are not a lot of problems in Europe, and it doesn't mean that they have a handle on a fix.
Doc, a lot of the experts we have on pretty much agree that whether it's Max Kaiser, Bob Chapman, countless others, you know, people like Faber, that if the euro starts unraveling, which now even Bloomberg and others are saying could happen, that it's obviously then going to have repercussions here. And they say within a few months, it's going to really show the fact that the dollar has been devalued and that's going to accelerate. I mean, what do you expect to see? Because you always make the point that because of deindustrialization, especially here in the U.S., we're technically even worse off than Europe. So why are we seeing this in Europe first?
I think because of the sovereign debt problem and because of the fact that Europe does not have a central bank that can create credit for the governments. You know, the European Central Bank is prohibited by its charter and by the agreement that set it up between the countries from purchasing the sovereign debt of the member states. Now, it's starting to do that in these various schemes to keep Greece afloat, but it can't just simply do like the Fed and just monetize whatever debt needs to be issued. You see, the British can do that because they have their own central bank, and the bank can extend unlimited credit to the government. It can simply monetize an unlimited amount of debt. And that's what the Federal Reserve has been doing. That's what quantitative easing one is about, quantitative easing two. And in my opinion, it's what they're still doing. It's how they keep the interest rates at zero or near zero. They simply purchase all the debt that would otherwise raise the interest rates. Well, in Europe, they can't do that. The individual countries don't have central banks that can serve as creditors to the government, and the European Central Bank is restrained by charter from doing that, and they haven't loosened those handcuffs yet.
And so, wasn't it the Germans that demanded at the offset of the or the onset of the euro that that be done because of their Weimar Republic experience with super hyperinflation and the wheelbarrows to buy a loaf of bread?
That's right. If this was imposed by Germans as a condition for the EU. They didn't want to lose their own currency, over which they had control, and a great deal of fiscal or monetary, we'll put it, discipline. And they knew that some of the other countries, in fact, almost all the other countries, lacked that discipline. And so that was the only terms on which they agreed to become part of Europe.
But if Greece leaves, doesn't that do it anyway? So what's going to happen? I mean, the word is Greece is going to end up leaving the euro, or do you disagree with that?
I don't know whether that's the case or not. You have to keep in mind, Alex, that it's in the interest of Wall Street and the investment banks and the hedge funds to create hysteria about this, because they make huge sums speculating off the hysteria that they get the financial press to create.
And they have the inside knowledge on where it's going to go.
Well, they may or may not, but they can at least make money off hysteria. And also, it's in Washington's interest, because if the euro's in trouble, it takes pressure off the dollar. It strengthens the dollar, because people say, oh, well, we better get into the dollar. We don't know what's going to happen to the euro. And when they go into the dollar, this also depresses gold and silver prices, which is also in Washington's interest. That also takes pressure off the dollar.
Sure.
It's like you said, and as I've said for many years, the dollar is even in worse shape, but it's not in focus. What's in focus is the euro. And so this helps Washington. And so Washington keeps this hype going as well. So between the interests of the investment banks and hedge funds in speculating against sovereign debt and against the euro, and between Washington's interests in having the euro in trouble because it helps the dollar, you get a lot of spin and hype. And so you can't know whether Greece is going to leave or not. It will really be a political decision. It'll be made by Germany and France primarily, and they will decide whether or not they want to reform the EU and get rid of some of the weaker elements that result in these kinds of problems. Or whether they want to pay the cost of keeping Greece in. I don't think that decision has been made.
Sure. Now, that's why Merkel and the new French president, Hollande, met yesterday. And most of that they're keeping under wraps what they're planning to do. But let's expand on something. What do you make of Jamie Dimon running around and just saying, oh, $2 billion loss, that's just an accounting procedure? What do you make of the overall financial structure? What's the prognosis right now on the ongoing rotting of the world financial system?
You know, I don't think the United States financial system any longer performs a useful social function. I think it's just a deadweight cost to society, because all the American financial system does is produce a massive financial crisis that causes a huge expansion of debt and money to keep their balance sheets afloat. And this crisis was exported to Europe and is part of the trouble there. So I just don't see that there's any reason to continue to tolerate the private American financial system. It's become a great threat to the economic future of the country. It performs no useful social function. It creates fraudulent assets. The participants in these markets apparently have no integrity. You see them actually doing things that in past decades they would have been arrested and imprisoned for. So what is their function? They've taken the financial system and turned it into a gambling casino. And even they can't win. That's why you see J.P. Morgan losing $2 billion. They don't even know what they're doing. And the whole thing should just be closed down and reformed. And also, the concentration is far too extensive now. The size of these banks.
That's right. They're monopolies or duopolies, oligopolies, lecturing us about the free market all day. And they've done all this through government licensure allowing them to do this, shutting down their competition. Stay there. I want to finish up on that point and then get into the police state you've been writing a lot about at paulcraigroberts.org. I'm Alex Jones.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to faketv.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Before I went to break, former head of policy of the Department of the Treasury, Wall Street Journal editor formerly, a best-selling author, again, paulcraigroberts.org. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. But you were bringing up the lawlessness, and there's so many examples. Again, Obama launching wars. Congress says, you got to come to us. That's law. I mean, it's treason if you don't. He just says, I'll do what I want. Joint Chiefs say the same thing. We've got MF Global. Billions disappear, hundreds of millions still not paid back. He gets caught lying. The head of the CME group, Duffy, won't lie for him. It's confirmed that Corzine lied. Doesn't get in trouble. I mean, this is reaching new levels. What does this signify, that they can just do anything? Why are they doing this? You worked inside the government. I mean, you know some of these people. Dr. Roberts, what is happening?
Well, Alex, I don't think that it's a plan that is unfolding by the elites. As you said, I know many of the elites. They're not as smart as I am or as you are or as many of your listeners are. And they may have some kind of plan, but it'll have far more unintended, unexpected consequences than they can imagine. And so they won't be in control, and they'll panic. And what will happen will be something totally different from any plan that they might have.
And that's what history shows with the Germans, the Romans, the Russians. These guys are megalomaniacs. So where do you see it going?
Well, I think what's happening is accountability is leaving the elites. It left government. You know, it left the government a long time ago. Abraham Lincoln got rid of accountability. You know, he even exiled a member of Congress. He put 300 newspaper editors in prison. The assault on government accountability is old. And it's gotten worse because of the war on terror, because so many people now simply assume that the government needs to be able to do extra legal things, extra judicial things in order to deal with terrorists. And as I have said so often, where are these terrorists? How come they don't ever do anything? How come the only terrorist plots are the ones that the FBI dreams up and orchestrates? If they were terrorists, how come so many terrorist enemies walk around safe with no attempt on their lives? So, but it's propaganda that works. And so people say, oh, well, we can't make the government behave legally and constitutionally because we have this terrorist threat, and they have to deal with that. That's part of it. The other part is the elites themselves, the private sector elites. They have benefited for the last 10, 20 years from the sort of free market utopia that social perfection is the absence of regulation, and the absence of regulation means the absence of accountability. So if you're not accountable, then you behave as if you're not accountable. It changes the behavior and attitude and outlook of the elites themselves. So I think those are part of the explanation of what is going on.
Very well said. Let me ask you this question. We are seeing, and I've got contractors, I've confirmed it, but it's also in the news, they're flipping from fighting foreign Muslims to good old boys, conservatives, libertarians, people that know what's going on. And this is actually waking the police and military up. I mean, I've been having them on the show. But why is the elite getting their domestic control system really ready right now? Are they concerned about a collapse?
I don't know. I doubt it. I think they have too much hubris. I'm not really on good terms with them anymore, and so I don't. They don't confide in me. But I doubt that it's that. I think what it is that it's the impetus from the bureaucracy itself. I mean, Homeland Security is what, an $80 billion institution. This is huge. And since there aren't any real terrorists to justify their existence, they've never caught a single one, have they?
No, they're just going to make us that because they can expand their mission now.
Well, I think it's to preserve the mission that, you know, the head of Homeland Security, she said this a year or two ago, that they were shifting their focus from terrorists to domestic extremists.
Stay there, doctor.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Dr. Roberts is with us another 10 minutes or so, and then I'm going to open the phones up on any of the news I've covered until the end of the hour. And then we've got Congressman Jones joining us. Representative Walter Jones, you don't want to miss that information. Going back to Dr. Roberts, who studied history, because I've read several of his books, he knows what he's talking about, and also obviously studied the economy as a top economist, that elites act the same throughout history. Just because they've got NSA-run Google and they've got high-powered atomic weapons and hydrogen bombs doesn't mean they're not still the same people. And they just think they can get away with all these things they're doing. And the truth is they've made themselves unaccountable. So now they're unaccountable to even sanity. And just like every other out of control elite does this in every culture, they are like Kublai Khan trying to invade Japan or Hitler or Napoleon going into Russia. They are biting off more than they can chew, because you can be the toughest guy around, but you mess with the wrong guy on the wrong day, they're going to, or you mess with them when they got their kids with them or something, you're not going to be able to stop them. So people always think they're bulletproof and invincible, especially these people that crave power and domination. They got a screw loose. They're able to get the power because they'll cheat and steal. But then once they get it, they end up destroying themselves and a bunch of us in the process. So Dr. Roberts is making the key point here. The bureaucracy and the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about is eating our country and the rest of the world. And so you've got the bureaucracy, you've got the elites that think it's going to protect them. But just 101 in every culture, even in modern times, in Africa, Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe, you always build a secret police network. It always starts spying on the parliament or the government. It always starts killing people and abusing. And a lot of times, oh, here's the new president, you know, general whoever. 6 months later, he gets overthrown. This is the last system. If I was an elite, even if I was evil and corrupt and sadistic and on a power trip, the last system I would want, Dr. Roberts, is what they're putting in. I mean, can you elaborate on that? I think that's where you're going with this, and I think that's why you make the point that you don't think the elite are driving all of this.
Unintended consequences of the elite, as well as some of the intended ones. You see, they're not just eating the country, and they're eating the Constitution. So when you eat the Constitution, you don't have any protection either. You might remember the play, The Man for All Seasons, when Sir Thomas More, the Chancellor of England, he says, so you want me to cut down the law so we can more easily chase after devils? And what will we do when the law is cut down and the devil turns on us?
Yes.
So it's what the Bolsheviks found out. That's what the Politburo found out. They were powerless in the face of Stalin. There was no longer any law. There was only the decision of the General Secretary of the Communist Party. So this is the elites are preparing their own grave. You're right. But come back to the question of the shift from focus on terrorism to domestic extremists. This is also part of the elite agenda, because who are the domestic extremists? For example, it's environmentalists who get in the way of fracking operations, of blowing up mountains to get coal, of putting mining ventures next to national monuments and parks, of polluting waters in the Gulf of Mexico. These people are inconvenient for powerful mining timber groups. You have other people who in opposition to Monsanto's genetically modified seeds, they're in the way. You have profits. You have animal rights people who say animals are living creatures. They shouldn't be treated in inhumane ways in these experiments where you do all these testing, and they're in the way of the drug companies, the testing companies. So all these kinds of people are in the way. In fact, sooner or later, you and I will be in the way, because we don't speak the line. You don't speak the line, you're in the way. So they can use terrorism. That came out of 9/11. They can use the fear of that to expand it into attack on all critics. And that's what I think Homeland Security is becoming. And you see, why else is Homeland Security stopping traffic on the interstates or going to bus stations and train stations? There have been no incidents, not even staged FBI instances.
It's a total raw exercise of power to set the precedent.
It's getting us used to it, accepting of it. And you have to understand that the young, they don't even know the old system. They only know what they experience now. So to them, it's just normal. If you get, you know, you just got your driver's license and you've not been driving, you're driving along the interstate and everything stopped and they're inspecting you. Well, it's all you know. You grew up with it. So you don't know it's a police state. It's just what you know. You're not 40, 50 years old, and you don't remember when something like this would have been inconceivable. So I think that's what's happening to us. And another thing that's happening is, you see, I think the war on terror is wearing out for them. It's been very profitable but they don't win the wars. You see, when if you're a superpower and you have to be in Iraq for 8 years, and the only way you can win is to put the insurgents on the U.S. military payroll and pay them to stop fighting. And if you're in Afghanistan for 11 years and you can't defeat a few thousand Taliban armed with AK-47s, then your whole reputation as a superpower starts evaporating.
So they've now announced they've beaten Al-Qaeda. They're using Al-Qaeda in Syria and also in places like Libya, just admitting it. Oh, this is the good Al-Qaeda. That's why we stick around. Yeah.
But they've got to have a new enemy, and so it's going to be China.
Oh, yes. And the American people, though, if we're getting out of line, because they're saying we've won the war against Al-Qaeda, and as you said, now let's have a war with China. Break that down.
Well, they don't want a real war. They want a Cold War. See, the most profitable conflict was the Cold War with the Soviets, because everybody knew they weren't going to fight it because there wouldn't be anything left. But the Soviet threat was good for 4 or 5 decades. Of unlimited military spending, of unlimited CIA power, and the war with the hot war in the Middle East, it's not working for them. It hurts their reputation. It demoralizes the troops. Look, the suicides exceed the battle casualties. So they got to have a new Cold War, and the only real person they can pick on now is China, and that's why we had the naval exercises with Philippines a week or so ago. That's why we're building a new naval base in South Korea on an island. That's why we're sending Marines into Asia and Australia. That's why Hillary Clinton declared the South China Sea to be an area of American national interest.
Sure, the Chinese president said 2 months ago, he said, prepare for a war with the United States. Yeah. They're encircling us, but separately, then they pay with a bailout to move the Cadillac and Volt factories over there, and separately let them buy up our infrastructure. I mean, is that part of a double game?
Well, I think it's two different interests. See, the choice of them as an enemy is new. The choice of them as a low-cost source of production is 10, 20 years old, and that benefits manufacturers. But the military security industry needs an enemy. So there is a conflict there between two powerful interest groups in the United States. But they'll keep it a Cold War. They don't really want a hot war with China. I mean, that's not what they want. They want a long-term threat that they can continue to spend unlimited money on airplanes like the F-22, which their pilots are afraid to fly, and which have now been grounded. They don't care. They don't want a real war. They want a long-term Cold War because they can forever hype the Chinese threat as to why they got to have a bigger defense budget and more power. So I think that's where it's moving, and that's why they're kind of shifting the emphasis. Now, the problem with them getting away from the Middle East is Israel, because Israel still determined that they attack Syria and Iran. And if Israel succeeds in having us attack Syria and Iran, then we may never get out of the Middle East, or we may come heads to head with China and Russia in a hot type of conflict.
Basically, you and I and others, Ron Paul, we're in the way of their madness and the grave the ruling class is trying to dig for themselves. And as you point out, they have Bilderberg meetings and things that come up with general plans and argue with each other. But I see it everywhere where there are different special interests, sometimes even different divisions of the same big companies are at odds with each other. It really is just a bunch of people running in all directions, stealing everything they can.
Right. And also, you see, they now have the country at odds with itself. There's so much hatred of Americans against Americans, and Democrats and Republicans, and right-wing and left-wing, and Christian Zionists and non-Christian Zionists. I mean, it's just an endless... So we are as split among ourselves as the Romans were in their last years. And so a country that internally split, and also now increasingly fearful of their own government, is not a very strong country to be taking on China. in Russia. So I think they're headed for a lot of surprises. And I don't know when the dollar goes or when the power of the United States collapses. I don't know when it's going to happen. But nothing that they're doing really furthers our future success. It's all at the expense of our future success.
That's the key. What the globalists, what this group of criminals are doing is wrecking the United States. There's no doubt that their policies are cyanide to this republic. In closing, Dr. Roberts, and of course your great new website, well, it's been out 6 months or so, really nice. A lot of great info there, paulcraigroberts.org, and we carry your fine articles every other day when you write them. Final point. I think it's positive, though, that we're seeing 2, 3, 4, 5 million guns sold a month, and they have questionnaires, and they say, I fear the government. I don't trust them. I don't believe in them anymore. Yeah, I mean, in a way, as long as people know that's the hijacked government and we offered a good solution, I think that really shows that people have finally woken up. Everybody I talk to, including police, military, you name it, they say that most people they know are finally starting to wake up. Do they know as much as you do or others? No. But they're beginning the process of awakening. Your comments on the gun sales.
Well, you know, I agree with what you said. However, I think an armed population is inconsistent with a police state. So I don't know how long the police state and Homeland Security are going to tolerate an armed population. I just don't know. Protective amendment left of the Constitution is the Second Amendment. All the others are gone. So how can you have the Second Amendment if you can't have habeas corpus or due process?
And sir, you know history. That's what happened in the lead-ups in 1765 up to 1775 was they took all the rights an Englishman had and they said, hey, we're Englishmen. We would have these rights in England, our Magna Carta, you've taken it here, and the British government, the police, the paramilitary said, we're coming to take your guns, and that's when it started. And I think that's where the day they actually try this is when the Civil War starts.
Well, you know, but we're not organized, Alex. Everybody's atomized. At least when the British came against colonists, there was organization on the part of the colonists. There's none today. We're not organized. And the efforts some years ago to have a militia, they all failed because they were all infiltrated by federal agents. And so I just don't know if that's right. I mean, it's fine with me if it is, and I can be hopeful, but people, as far as I can tell, are not organized. And a lot of them that are collecting guns are really, they still think there's a Muslim threat and the Muslims are going to get them or some other racial entity, or it's not a uniform awareness of where the real threat is.
But it is a reservoir that we can fully awaken.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the military, they're waking up. But I agree with you. We need to really... People generally, though, in a manifesto of liberty, they know who the enemy is. They know who did this. And as the persecution and arrest and disappearances begin, that's where they plan to go. There will be resistance because people won't have a choice. And the enforcers, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about, you know, what would have happened if when the enforcers went out, the secret police to grab people, if folks would have stood up. And I think it's that simple idea of total resistance. Individually, leaderless resistance can't be stopped. And if 1% of 200 million, and that's what it's up to now, gun owners, resist, that's 2 million people. And so all someone else. Yeah.
I think the time to be optimistic is when the handful of cops beating up some hapless person are set upon by the large number of bystanders. And the cops are beat up or killed instead of the innocent person. I think when the people start responding to the police with force, they could very easily overcome the police simply because of disparity in numbers. When that starts happening, then we can say the people really have woken up and really have had enough. Like in Greece, the people were throwing Molotov cocktails at the police. They were trying to kill them.
And they beat them, too.
So I think...
They haven't been drinking fluoride, Doc. Can you imagine if the government tried to act like this, say, 100 years ago, what would have happened?
It would have been short-lived government, yeah.
Yeah, we've been on a steady diet.
In the past, but usually they put them down like the Whiskey Rebellion was put down with the army. So, you know, they break all the rules and employ troops against the people when they feel they need to. So, I don't know. It remains to be seen how bad things get. I think you got to have people quite desperate here before they actually take on the government. And they're not going to get that desperate suddenly. It's going to be a drawn-out process.
Well, a lot of police I talk to are actually getting it now and are criticizing the cases of like people like Thomas Kelly, who they tortured to death for fun. And I've seen in Latin America, when the police start beating somebody up, everybody runs in and attacks them. But, again, they haven't been drinking fluoride, eating GMO, and watching 10 hours of television a day. Thank you so much for talking to us, Dr. Roberts. It's great having you.
Glad to be with you, Alex.
Thank you, sir. We're going to come back and talk to callers for a while. And then coming up later, we got Congressman Jones joining us. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Some calls coming up. Straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, I'll be on television tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15-day free trial right now.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Congressman Walter Jones is coming up with the impeachment of Obama. Right now, let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. A most enjoyable interview with Dr. Roberts. Alex, it's been a while since I've spoken to you. I guess about a year and a half, and I listen to you regularly. But you have an amazing group of callers, so it's getting more and more difficult to get in touch with you. But I wanted to say this: I think now it's time for people to reread the Gulag Archipelago by Solzhenitsyn to at least understand what totalitarian oppression is in a contemporary setting. And also, I'm very concerned about the recent statements regarding Russia and China, specifically Russia taking preemptive action to remove the threat of the American missile shield in Poland and the Czech Republic.
Oh, that's the thing, is the rhetoric is going off the chart to above Cold War levels between China, Russia, and the United States. And you mentioned authoritarianism. A lot of good old boys are like, oh, that's fine. I don't mind if we have any rights. Authoritarianism is almost always hellishly poor. I mean, they ruin the economy. Tyranny is not cute. I know Hollywood makes it look fun, but I'll assure you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not. They will gut this country. What are your other points?
I wanted to say this, Alex, that it destroys the spirit. And I don't just mean necessarily the soul or a religious spirit, but the Geist or the spirit or the will within everyone. And it's a very demoralizing experience. And the 20th century has taught us that in profound ways.
Well, that's why I say liberty or death, because I'm not going to be living in that world. I'm going to beat these people. We're going to beat them, or I'm going to die trying. Liberty or death. Victory or death.
I have to say, Alex, your documentaries are superb. I tried linking up with you in September 11th, 2006, but you were quite busy, I guess, with the police and things in New York. But hopefully at some point we'll get together. And
Frank, I recognize your voice. You've called over the years, well, I got a decade or so. Thank you, Frank. George in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, yes, Alex. I'm wondering if you can get one of your talented people to make up a sign that we could use for the university students to get down to Bilderberger. May occupy Bilderberger. These are the people who gloated over taking down our economy. And so in what year? I forgot the original year, and maybe some of the other elements. We could have that up there somehow, and then they could download it and print it out in every college.
Now, that's a great idea. I'm gonna tell my graphics folks to come up with whatever the standard printout sign size is, graphic, or volunteers can do it, and we'll post a Bilderberg coverage section ahead of time, because it's getting close, only a few weeks away now, like a week and a half, and we're going to be there covering Bilderberg. I'm going to be there in person for 4 days in Chantilly, Virginia. And yes, we need to get everybody out there with the signs, like Bilderbergs. We're on to you. We got your number, Bilderberg. You're the enemy. You're the threat. I mean, some simple slogan. We also need to all call the prostitute media and let them know that we're fully aware of the fact that they never cover this event.
One other thing, I was thinking, I saw these very cheap little plane remote control planes, like for $20-$25. If we could all get those and fly it at them, and maybe get little tiny microphones, these microphones and video cameras with also audio.
Right, now you're talking. Let me stop you. I'll just go ahead and let this out. We are looking, and it's legal and lawful, but it's just the fun of it, at getting one of those four helicopter blade systems. Looks like a flying saucer. They're about $300. It's got cameras on it. It's controlled by your iPad. And that way, when they're driving in, we'll have drones. Citizen drone Air Force. So I'll go ahead and announce that. Everybody, bring your remote control drones. We're going to buzz David Rockefeller.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.